good day, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio, Oklahoma Network. It's time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'll be back in just a moment. We'll take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
2017 has arrived, and Bell Ringer 30 coming up the 11th and 12th of January. Going to be broadcast live out of Denver by Superior Livestock on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. On Wednesday, January 11th, I feature yearling cattle. On Thursday, January 12th, weaned calves. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Bell Ringer 30 coming the 11th and 12th of January. Don't miss it.
Well, sluggish activity in cattle markets throughout most of the day were offset by renewed buyer support that quickly and aggressively moved back into the market. It wasn't certain if the buyer interest was deep enough to continue the firm support, but the focus on smaller show lists seemed to have helped drive buyer support back up. Corn prices were higher today in light trade. The Dow Jones is 38 points lower. NASDAQ is up by 19 points. Early pressure throughout the live cattle markets was limited to narrow losses, but buyer support quickly stepped into the market by midday. This helped to push nearby contracts firmly higher, with renewed support seen throughout the entire complex. Cash cattle markets remain quiet today, which is not unusual for this time of week. Show lists are smaller, but as a whole, with overall lack of offering by feeders limiting the overall supply, but still not expected to draw activity into the cash markets until midweek or later. In feeder cattle, firm gains developed by midday following a bounce higher in live cattle trade. The overall lack of direction in the complex continued to bring about additional price support throughout the complex and may actually help to spark some additional interest across the market. The week may remain volatile throughout the next couple of trading sessions based not only on beef values but the direction of futures interest in all cattle markets. And grain futures were mixed today, which tried holding despite a strong dollar and generally weaker outside markets. Stocks traded mostly lower in Asia, with more worries about Britain's exit from the European Union weighing on shares across the Atlantic. The Dow Index came within a half a point of 20,000 on Friday, but opened weaker today. Corn prices held to an inside day higher after failing to break out of their October-December trading channel last week. Soybeans, though, tried to hold after a New Year's rally fizzled on Friday. Demand worries were offset by concerns about potential flooding in Argentina. Meanwhile, wheat prices ended higher today as all three markets tried moving through the next level of chart resistance. And that'll do it for your afternoon wrap-up. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.